Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Monday morning, 8:10 on this 15th day of August. Mark your calendar, set your schedule accordingly, because Friday night there's big doings over at Brown Field. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my moral compass, my spiritual shaman, the man I turn to in times of trouble and turmoil, Bill Logan is here. I read it exactly how he handed me the piece of paper, Swish.
I thought all weekend long about how I could introduce myself, and I think I outdid myself.
You did.
There.
You truly did. Keep raising the bar every time you walk in.
There you go. Exactly.
Big night coming up Friday night for the West Delaware Boosters.
Yeah, it's our annual Silver Bowl, and this is something we look forward to every year. It's an opportunity for us as the Booster Club, who we support every athletic team at West Delaware, middle school, high school, type of stuff. And this is an opportunity for us to highlight every fall sport. It is actually a football scrimmage, but during that scrimmage, we'll also bring in the football cheerleaders, the volleyball team, the boys and girls cross country teams. They'll all get introduced. Their coaches will introduce them. And also an opportunity there for the parents to be able to come and see their kids get introduced. Mm-hmm. And on some of those cross country ones, it's hard to get to a cross country, watch a cross country, because you can watch them at the start, and then they're gone until they get to the end.
I ain't running with them.
Yeah. And also, it's just an opportunity to recognize all the kids that put in the hard work.
Mm-hmm. And then this is going on at Brown Field then on Friday, or where is it all kind of taking place?
It's going to start. The letter that we sent out, it's been changed just a little bit from what the letter was. Originally, it was going to start at 6 o'clock. But now it's going to start at around 5:15 with the freshmen with the scrimmage.
Okay.
Dubuque Hempstead last year wanted a scrimmage, so we went over there and scrimmaged them last year for their Silver Bowl night, whatever they call it. This year they're coming here, and we thought they were probably just bringing a varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
But now we understand that they're bringing two teams, so the sophomore / JV, whatever level they're going to call it, they'll practice, scrimmage each other at about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
The varsity will take over at about 7:15 or so. But the freshmen, they're going to get in there and get some of their scrimmaging in. They're going to start around 5:15.
Gotcha. So tell me about where I need to go, what time I need to be there, and there's going to be food, and what's it all cost and everything.
There is. It's our annual membership drive. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Every year it has been for a long, long time, and great community support. You know, West Delaware Athletics is a special place for a lot of people. My kids have been long gone. I've got grandkids that are coming up and stuff. So to me, it's always going to be special. But just be able to do this and support all of the kids, not just your own. It is actually a membership drive for us. Anybody that comes Friday night and joins the West Delaware Athletic Booster Club, the pork producers are going to be there, and they're going to cook up some brats. And then we'll have brats and chips and a bag of water. So with your paid membership, we'll feed you while you want to sit there and watch that scrimmage going on. So there's different levels of membership. Start at $50 and go all the way up to $1,500. So different levels that you can get involved in. The $250 one I kind of want to highlight, because that's the one that probably close to half of our members are at.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get you two all-season passes so that you don't have to pay admission to get in.
Very,
very popular one. Plus, we give them two $25 vouchers to go shopping, so they've got a shirt or a jacket or a hat, something that says West Delaware on it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And the $1,500 level, they get a key to your house, and you drive them around town. Is that correct?
Well, they could, as long as my wife's not home.
That's a $15,000 level.
There you go. As long as she's not home, it's probably okay with that.
Tell me a little bit about the history of this, because you were just kind of filling me in. This has got a long, storied history of this event.
Yeah, we've done this for a long, long time, way before I ever even got involved. They didn't raise near as much money years ago, but things have changed dramatically from back in the 70s and 80s. You know, it's just evolved into such a thing. We take in this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We'll bring in between $40,000 and $50,000 this fall yet on our total membership. We've done that pretty consistently the last, 15 years or so in that area. But that's only because the community gets involved in the efforts that we do. And I say all this money goes right back to your kids, trying to have the best facilities, have the best of what they need to be able to succeed and have a happy high school athletic career.
So let's say if somebody, Bill, can't make it there Friday night, can they still get involved? Can they still contribute and be a part of it then?
Yes, they can. We sent this letter out, the membership letter, about 2 weeks ago. You can mail it in advance. If you can't make it that night, you can always mail it in. It's Westdale Athletic Booster Club, Post Office Box 251. And we'll get it. If you do that and get some perks with it, the all-season passes, the vouchers, I will personally get those to you.
Okay.
You know, so that you can take advantage of it, even if you can't be there Friday night. Every Friday night, we've always got somebody that might show up at 5 o'clock. Here's my membership, but I can't stay because I got somewhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
But they're at least going to get there, and they'll get their passes and kind of stuff. So even if you can't stay, come out and enjoy it.
And this is all going on at Brownfield and everything Friday night.
Brownfield, so. Friday night. The first scrimmage will start at about 5:15. We'll probably be there by half hour earlier than that, ready to set up. And I think even the KMCH football announcing crew
I believe
be
so,
there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most of them anyway. One of them I think is out of town, but we got the good ones left.
Yeah, the ones that are most important.
Yeah, the ones that matter
will
be there anyway. And by the way, weather for Friday, like 78, so by kickoff of that, you're going to talk like mid-upper 70s. Perfect weather for some kind of preview Friday night football.
It'll be fantastic. There's been some nights where I think in the history that I've done, I think we've had to cancel twice.
Really?
Because of rain.
Mm.
Otherwise, we've been pretty fortunate and been able to help host it and get it done on Friday night. But you take a look up there. You know, I'm always marveled at towards the end of the night, at say the beginning of the varsity scrimmage. You look up in the bleachers and how many people there are up there.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of schools that would like to have that many people at a regular football game on a Friday night.
There you go.
Because West Delaware just really follows their athletic teams.
That community buy-in is so important, and you guys have it here. And again, Friday 5:15. Even though the letter says 6, be there by 5:15 because everything kicks off about 45 minutes earlier because of some changes and everything.
Yes, yes. So hopefully you'll get out there and see your kids compete.
And then if anybody has any questions, Bill, if they didn't get their letter or they want to know more about it, what's the best way to get a hold of you or the Athletic Boosters?
If you want to mail something in, it goes to Post Office Box 251, Manchester. If you need to talk to me about it or want me to visit or come see you, you can just get a hold of me at 563-920-0575.
And you'll be there signing autographs, and you're singing the National Anthem too, aren't you?
John is.
Swish is doing the
Swish
National
is
Anthem.
Doing the National Anthem.
Okay, good. Well, there went half the audience right there.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. So be there at Silver Bowl Friday night. And yes, we will have some on-the-radio coverage of it as well Friday night. Bill, always good to see you, sir. Have a good rest of the week and a good Friday, too, all right?
Thank you.
There you go. We're going to take a pause here. When we return, we're talking a little bit something else in the way of sports. Grab your knitting needles and your quilting stuff, and we'll learn about that coming up here on KMCH.